Hey, babe. You'll never believe what happened today. No, it's great news. It's fantastic. You're gonna love it. I almost want you to sit down for this. Okay, babe, you ready? I'm not a person anymore. I mean, not technically. Isn't that great news? Oh, babe, trust me, it is. It's really awesome when you think about it. How? Okay, so you know how there's been that push for universal testing and registration? Like how everybody needs to carry their vaccine card everywhere, and their insurance card, and their intelligent quotient card, and their proof of occupation card, all of that stuff, right? Well, one of the newest tests compares our breeding potential to our competency. Kind of like a smarts versus fertility. If you can't put a square peg into a square hole, you're supposed to qualify for living assistance. They assign you to someone to be your handler, to do your taxes and your budget for you, and your other day-to-day forms and paperwork. But like, who doesn't struggle with the way all that stuff's written? Anyway, so on this test that I took, there's this box that the doctor can check if you score really low in smarts, but really high in fertility. The gals at work are calling it the bimbo box. I know, bimbo box. That's funny, right? Sometimes I tell the gals, like, hello, we should be doing stand-up. But what was I saying? Oh, right, so the box. If the doctor stamps it, it means you're not qualified to make your own decisions anymore. But you're like super desirable in the fertility category. So it's not a total loss. Do you get where I'm going with this? Babe, why do you look so worried? This is all great news. Once they stamp that box, you're not expected to do your own errands anymore. Or like, drive. Well, I guess you could drive. But you don't get tickets anymore. Instead, the cops just strip search you. Okay, so long story short, you're my legal caretaker now. Or handler. Whatever they're calling it. Babe, seriously, stop looking so worried. I'm your bimbo, and you're my handler. I even filled out your name in the little dotted line. You make all my legal decisions now. You even oversee all of my purchases. You get to keep me. And you have exclusive rights to my bimbo body. I mean, you kind of always did. But now it's official. This pussy is yours. Do you want to see it? Yeah, right now. What do you mean this is weird? What's weird about me pulling down my skirt right here, right now, so you can see exactly what you're entitled to? Babe, you need to see what's yours. See, this is your hot, tight, perfect little bimbo pussy now. Yeah, all yours. I'll even trim it any way you want. Or not. Leave it as a cute little fuzzy bush. I'll wear anything you want, too. Lace thongs, short, cute little maid outfits, a garter belt with nothing else. I'll keep my cute little thought slot on display for you with slutty clothes. And I can have it ready for you at all times. Or I can wear nothing at all, if you tell me that's what you want. You can do anything with your bimbo. Anything at all. Anywhere. Anytime. Oh, you want to finger me while we're driving down the highway? Yeah, I want that too. No seduction. None of that putting me in the mood bullshit. All you have to do is reach over and check how tight and wet I am for you. You could claim me in the front window to show me off. You could mash these big, perfect bimbo tits against the glass while I clench my pussy around your cock. I'd ask you to be careful not to hit my head against the window. But who am I kidding? You could fuck my brains out, literally. And I'd still just be your personal, empty-headed whore. Or if you really wanted to show me off, you could put a chain on a dildo and fuck me with it. Then you could hold on to the end of it while you walk me around the neighborhood. Ooh, I bet I'd be dripping by the time we made it back. And my tongue would be hanging out. I am such a slut for you. You could even take me to work like that. Position me under the desk and have me keep your cock warm with my mouth while you type or take calls. That's right. You can literally do anything with your bimbo. Babe, I'm such a bimbo, you shouldn't even consider me a person anymore. I'm just a fuck toy. Your bimbo fuck toy. You know, when you take me to the doctor to get a checkup, I don't want you to think of it as a doctor's visit for me. I want you to think of it as having your fuck toy maintenanced. When you sit in the waiting room and you put me on your lap, because I'm not allowed to sit in people chairs anymore, I want you to tell the hot receptionist that you're there to have your fuck toy checked and maintenanced. To make sure the brutal pounding you've given your bimbo won't result in a permanent stagger. I want you to finger me and play with my tits while you talk about me. No, while you talk over me, like I'm not even there. Fuck, babe. This is making me so hot. Thinking about all the ways I can serve as your bimbo. Can I sit on your lap? Sit on that massive erection that's trying to rip its way out? Here, let me take it out for you. Oh, sorry, babe. I asked for that wrong. May I please put your cock back where it belongs? In your fuck toy bimbo's tight pussy. Yeah, thank you. You feel so good. Where was I? Yeah, talking about my doctor's checkup. Sorry, fuck toy maintenance. But you don't need to worry about wearing your little bimbo out. There's a lot of me to fuck. Like these perfect tits. They're all yours. And they need your cum, too. If you ever look bored while you're checking your phone or watching TV, I'll just undo my bra and get on my knees in front of you. I wouldn't want this perfect cock of yours getting cold after all. That's what my tits are for now. They're your cock warmers. That's what my ass is to you too. Just another tight bimbo hole for you to keep your cock when it's not busy elsewhere. Whenever I'm not kneeling at your feet. That's where I should be, right? Sitting on your lap with my skirt hiked up. We could even drive like that. Me on your lap holding the wheel. And just pretending to drive. While you keep your cock jammed in my ass. Feeling the vibration of the car through my tight little asshole. Just don't hit too many potholes. Unless you like feeling me clench that hard. Oh, what about my tongue and these perfect, plump, bimbo lips? with how big you are. You probably love seeing my lips stretched around your cock, right? Oh, anytime you need your bimbo on her knees, you just put your hand on my shoulder and push me down, okay, babe? Oh, that could even be my default if you want. What kind of super bimbo would I be if I wasn't on my knees most of the time anyway? Just begging. Begging to have your cock slid down my throat. What do you mean we've never done that before? Babe, I know. That's why I'm telling you. My mouth, my throat, my ass, my pussy, all of it. It's for keeping your cock hot and wet now. If you want to hit your balls up my chin and come down my esophagus into my stomach, oh, I want you to. No, I need you to. And if I squirm or I squeal too much, you can just lace your fingers behind my head and hold me there until I swallow everything you give me. Oh, and if I have to gag and pass out on your cock to learn my lesson, that's just how we'll have to do it until I lose my gag reflex. Oh, fuck, I'm so wet thinking about that. Oh, babe. I need you to remember this. I am such a bimbo that I'm not even a person anymore. And that's how I want you to treat me. I'm a hole for you to fuck. Yeah, fuck me. Oh, are you getting close? Oh, fuck, please, babe. Oh, please, claim your bimbo. Oh, claim me anytime you want. Remember, according to the test, I'm extra fertile. Anytime you come, I need you to come on or inside of me. Even your pre-cum should be on my skin or in my mouth. Otherwise, it's a waste. You know how I do my cute little exercises in front of the TV? I do that so I can keep this bimbo body of mine nice and tight for you. So you can shoot your load all over my tight tummy. Or on my thighs. Or my chest. Or anywhere you want. Oh, this perfect, fit, bimbo body is all yours. Oh, whatever you want. Yeah, I'll sit like a doll for you. I'll put my hands on my lap and I'll wait for you to come on me. Wait for you to grab my ponytail and stretch my lips around your cock. Or for you to take a fistful of my hair and throw me over a chair. Yeah. I'm your bimbo. Fuck yeah, just use me. Oh, fuck yeah, use me. Use me up if you want. Yeah, use your bimbo until I break. Leave me sweaty and exhausted and leaking of your cum. Don't let up. Don't let up, no. Just keep fucking me over and over and over. Fuck me. Fuck your mindless bimbo until there's nothing left. Just a beautiful, fucked, stupid husk for you to breed. Oh, fuck. Use me. Use me, babe. Yeah, use your fuck toy. Come in me, please.
Oh my god, fuck you! Oh my god. Oh, fuck, babe. I think I'm gonna enjoy being your property. So, do you want to buy a frame and hang it? Frame what? Well, the test results, silly. That little piece of paper that says you're my handler? I think we should hang it right here in the living room. Not that any of our guests could doubt what I am after they see how you dress me. Or how you use me.